very traumatized. I was standing there not knowing what's happening. The gunman was only about 10 feet away, sort of, you know. He shot at me a few times, every time he missed. So I start running.
I feel like I'm a bottled plant. So the bottle can be put here, there. I have no roots.
And I remember my mother made me sit down, tear all the bed sheets. And then I knew why, because all these wounded people who were coming in, she had converted one place for clearing their wounds.
This was a small road of doctors, exclusive road, Chamberlain Road of Lahore. The whole night, the flames would be coming up and everybody would be guessing. The Lagda Shalmi is burning, now it is Bati Darwaza burning. And it was telling on the health of the whole family. So we thought we should better move out. It is a matter of 15, 20 days of, you know, Pagalpan. And let us go to Simla. And my grandparents were there in the house, because usually old people were not killed till then. He said, I'm very happy here. So we look after the house, and you go.
I went to my town there, which I used to go every time. And then I was stuck up there because trouble took place.
Okay.
Pakistan,
okay.
And India being created, and bad feelings. On 1st September, that man, his name was Bagga Baloch, a very rich man. He told us, orders have come, you people are going back to India, and the train will be ready on 4th September. We take you. Be ready. We expect danger on the way. So clean your rifle, keep the weapon ready, keep the ammunition ready, and everything ready. Then he told us, don't be afraid of. I have been told by my commanding officer, a British chap, you will escort this train safely to India. He told the engine driver, you will not stop the train. He brought sand and gave us back, filled the sandbags, and put it on the window, because I expect some firing on this train. They cut trees and put on the railway line. Now the train could move. The driver told the captain, I won't be able to move until this clear. He told his troops, 20 Muslim men, 13 Sikhs, open fire. They opened the fire and they ran away, leaving their donkeys and horses and everything, and our weapon and swords on the ground. Then he asked his men to remove those trees. Then the train started. The train stopped at Mandi Bahadur, which was about 120 kilometers away from our town. He said, my mission was to bring you here. I have brought you safely. I'll take your permission, like to go. This Mandi Bahadur, there was a big refugee camp. You bring it from all corners, Sargodha, Bera, Lailpur, and keep them there. Then the train came and took us to Atari. And when we reached Atari, we prayed to God, thank God, you have been very kind to us. Okay. Then we came back to Delhi. My brother was there.
Our father's beard had gone half gray. He couldn't bear the shock, because all our house was there, our properties were there, our lands were there. This morning he said he was leaving to rescue his parents. My father traveled for 13 days on foot. He drove the bullock carts himself from Simla to Amritsar. Then somehow he crossed the border. And he found his parents from a refugee camp. It is very difficult to uproot a built-up life. All the lands they were tilling since generations. The houses that they were living in since generations. I mean, that was very traumatic for people to leave their lands and homes.
My name is Muhammad Rafiq Chaudhry. We come from a village. My father comes from a village named Jalberi. He settled in Ludhiana as an employee of the railway. Ludhiana had different populations like Hindus and Sikhs and Muslims. But when I grew about 12 years old, that was the time that it started, that India is going to be divided into Muslim and Hindu state. Before that, I don't think that was ever a problem. At that time, till 1946, September or October, we stayed together, all of us. We never were neighbors. But then as the time passes, neighbor became against neighbor. And then 1947 came and declared that 14 August country will be divided. All the Muslims have to move from Punjab to the West Punjab. And that was the time all the problems took place. There was already in the wind that everybody has to leave. So we went into camp. My father, being a railway man, he thought he knows the railway, he can bring us to Pakistan by railroad. And he put us in Ludhiana into rail. When we reached floor, the station master came running and he said, "The train which was coming from Loya has been killed, driver and everybody," because they were a lot of Muslims and driver were Muslims. And this train cannot go further. So my father decided that all of us should get down into this town named Flor. So we stayed in Flor for about 8 or 10 days. And then rumor came that if we do not get out of Flor, everybody will be killed. And we all, Flor people and all the villages from around the area, Muslim villages, we assembled. And there were horrible stories they were telling everybody. Suddenly, they said, "Oh, tomorrow there will be buses coming from Pakistan to pick up people in Flor." And those buses, they were beautiful. I never saw buses like that ever before. They said, "Oh, it is from Lahore." So I pushed everybody into the buses. Ultimately, we reached Lahore. But then, in the evening, when we reached the railway camp, we heard that a train came. Everybody was in it killed. And they were cleaning the train. That night is the most horrible night of my life. There was a train on the another platform, because Lahore railway station has got many, many, which was full of Hindu and Sikh refugees coming from Pakistan towards India. Whole night I heard cries and I heard people shooting on them into the train. I don't know, and whole night I couldn't sleep and on the railway station. And in the daytime I saw about 20 or 36 on trolleys, dead. I can never forget that scene, that a little boy and one woman holding his hand and following that trolley of the dead people. Yeah. I have never seen that many dead people in one night on the railroad station in Lahore. Muslim killed and Hindu killed. But then I realized that Muslims are killing the Hindus and Sikhs, and Hindus and Sikhs are killing on the other side the Muslims. So God is not going to interfere. God is not going to. Both are guilty. Both groups are guilty. They believe in the God, but they actually don't follow the God. So that's the story of the partition.